This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to hold Steve Bannon, one of former President Donald Trump's longtime advisors, in contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with a congressional inquiry into the January 6th rioting at the U.S. Capitol building. The House voted 229 to 202 in favor of holding him in contempt. A handful of Republican lawmakers voted with the Democratic majority. The citation will now be sent to the federal prosecutor in Washington for presentation to a grand jury for possible indictment of Bannon. If convicted, he could be sentenced to up to a year in prison. But contempt of Congress charges are unusual, and they rarely result in prison time. The House debated the contempt citation for more than an hour before voting. Democrats on the investigative committee argued that Bannon should not be allowed to ignore their subpoena for his testimony about his role in the mayhem at the Capitol and his conversations with Trump. But one Republican opposed to the contempt citation, Representative Jim Banks of Indiana, contended the committee members were, quote, abusing their power to put him in prison, and accused the panel of conducting what he called a sham investigation. Vaccine advisors with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention decided Thursday to approve booster shots of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines. This comes after the decision last month to approve booster shots for the recipients of the Pfizer vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky will have the final say on accepting or modifying the committee's recommendation. The CDC will also issue guidance on whether people should mix and match vaccines when they get their boosters.